message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
These 12 days of empowerment is tagged the hand of God. And then we've been looking at the things that can trigger the hand of God. Today, the topic is assessing the hand of God via giving. Assessing the hand of God via giving. In Proverbs chapter 11, in verse 12, the wise man who ever lived on earth before Jesus came said, in his observation and in his research, he said, there is a man, verse 24, 11 verse 24, he said, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendereth to poverty. Two different men were observed, and they can be termed as a specimen, just as we call it in biology. And then we examine their life is examined, their way of life is examined, their attitude is examined, their approach to life is examined, their mentality is examined, their reasoning faculty is examined, their model of random is examined, their lifestyle is examined, and this is the conclusion of their life. One man scattered as the thing is coming to his hand, is distributing it. As he's having it, he's giving it. He's giving it out. As he's having it, he's giving it out. But there's another man, he withholded more than it meant, more than is necessary. You know, as it was just receiving, it was just, and he's keeping it. It's not flowing. And the outcome of their life is that the man that gave have more. But the one that is collecting and never give out, or is soaking in poverty. In the world, giving is losing. But in the kingdom, giving is multiplying what you have. In the world, when you give, it looks as if you are losing. But you see, in the kingdom, the more you give, the more you have. Because that which you give is multiplied by the time it comes back to you. Praise the Lord. So we discover from scripture that covenant practice is the platform for empowerment into realms of financial fortune. Therefore, it is wise for us to conclude that giving is what provoked the hand of God. Give, you see, and this covenant we are talking about, which is giving, we are talking about, has no respect for age. It has no respect for background. It has no respect for religion. Go and do your finding and look at the top 50 philanthropists. You see, you know, the number one on the list is Bill Gates, and the number two on the list is Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook. But it will shock you to know that Facebook is not a Christian. He claimed to be he was raised as a Judaism, and from there he converted himself to be an atheist. And then now we saw him practicing Buddhist because his wife was worshiping Buddhist. He is not a Christian, but he caught a principle that never changes. That principle is giving. Go and look at it. It's giving in billions. It's giving out in billions. And the more he gives, the more he has. So he has, there is no, so it, I don't want to mention him, but in Africa, you can tell one of the richest people we have in Africa, they're not a Christian, but they are practicing this. Giving money in dollars, in millions of dollars, helping. Resolving polio, malaria, you know, empowering people. And the more they do it, the more. Because why? They are practicing Proverbs 11:24. They are scattering. And the more they scatter, they are having more. Praise the Lord. God empowers us for wealth on the basis of his covenant. He empowers us for wealth on the... So, it is therefore important for us to know that God's financial dominion plan anchor on the covenant of seed time and harvest. And that connotes giving and receiving. Because God is the giver of wealth. And then, what is it? Pastor told us, I think, one of his teaching, and he quoted a scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Bible say, 1 Corinthians, can we have it on the screen? 1 Corinthians, okay. For who maketh thee to differ from others? That is, who is the person that make you different from others, if not God? And what hast thou that thou did, I mean, what? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? That is, what is it you can point out in your life that you have? If you can point out something that you have, say, know fully that you receive it. He said, now, if thou do receive it, why do thou glory as if thou do not receive it? So every time you say, my money, do you know what is happening in heaven? They are looking at you, say, look at this fool. Every time you keep the money you ought to give to God, they are looking at you like a fool. See, what is it that you have? If you claim that God gave you a car, then why will you have problem in using your car for evangelism? If you claim that God gave you money and miracle money, then why is it difficult for you to give some portion that belongs to God to God? He said, what exactly, tell me, what did you in life? Do you remember that when you came to this world, you came with nothing? Fine. Thank God for your life. You were born into a wealthy home and then you inherited it. Yet you receive it. Praise the Lord. No, okay, your dad or your mom that gave it to you, from where does he or she got it? Okay, maybe she or she got it from the grandparents. Okay, that's your grandparent. From where do they get it? They got it from God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, in verse 18, God made it so clear. He said, I am the one that gave you power to make wealth. He said, remember the Lord, the God, who gave you power to make wealth. Somebody is here. As you are receiving this word, power to make wealth is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. In Genesis chapter, I want to also look at a very important scripture of a man called Abraham. In the book of Genesis, we are looking at Genesis chapter 22, and it's a very long chapter. We're going to read from verse 1 to 18, but you see, I don't have time. I wish I have time. We can read it. But you see, in verse 1, the Bible says, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat on the tent door. Oh, sorry. I'm reading 18. 22. Genesis 22 from verse 1. And it came to pass, after this thing, that God did tempt Abraham. The word tempt means test. God test Abraham. God test Abraham. Test Abraham. And we all know that when you are writing a test, it's either you pass or you fail. Hear me. It is only in school that you write tests once in a while. In life, you write tests every day. In life, your test is an everyday thing. I want to ask you, how many tests of life have you passed? And how many tests of life have you failed? The Bible says God tests Abraham. And what is the test? And he said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son. Then for emphasis, he said, thy only son. Now, in order not to be confused, he said, Isaac. He mentioned his name. He said, take your son. Your only son, I mean Isaac. I mean Isaac. Now, he now uses an adjective, or how would I put it? To let him know, this person I'm talking about is the one that you love the most. Say, this boy is the one you love, the one you love the most. Say, take him. And now said, and get thee unto the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Without wasting time, in verse 3, the Bible said, early in the morning, Before the cock, we say, kukuruku, he woke up. And the Bible says he sojourned. After work about 3 days, finally saw the place far. And he went there with the boy and some of his boys. He got to a junction, he told his boy, he said, see, you guys wait here. We are going up there to offer a sacrifice unto God. And then the Bible made us understand that he was moving. And in verse 8, in verse 7, and Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And Abraham answered me and said, this is me, my boy. And Isaac said, behold, I can see fire. I can see the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? This is wood. This is fire. Sir, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Now, it speaks to me that Abraham must have been teaching his boy what it takes when you want to offer a burnt offering. It is why I want to encourage every parent here, when your child is going to church, give him or her an offering. Let him know that going to church with offering is so important, because starting with that number, this boy must have observed his father doing, offering sacrifices, because he knew that something is missing. He said, sir, where is the lamb? And in verse 8, the Bible says, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering, so that they went both of them together. So in verse 8, I want to show you just three things. In verse 8 is the number one thing I want to show us there, is that God will provide. It is where we got the word Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. So God is a provider. God will always provide for you. Hear me, God will never let you get to a point in your life that you have nothing in your disposal to offer to unto God. It will never happen, because it's against his rules and it's against his policy. Say, God will provide. Somebody say, God will provide. Again, say, God will provide. Then in verse 13, when we move to verse 13, look at what the Bible says. And Abraham lifted all of his eyes. He was about to call. You see, burnt offering, that word for a burnt offering is just one word in Hebrew, and it means ola. And ola means that which go up. That which goes up. That which goes up. So when God asked for Abraham, say, give me a burnt offering, he's asking Abraham, give me something that go up. When they want to perform burnt offering, they pieces the meat, they put it on the altar, then the fire, they pour the fire on it, and then the thing will burn. Then the smoke will go on to heaven. When the smoke goes up to heaven, then it is received. So your offering is just like that. When you give your offering is that offering that goes up. So never see your offering as something that the church will spend or the pastor will spend. Fine, it's going to be used for the work of God, but it goes up to heaven. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, when they were looking for what to offer, the Bible said that God gave him a lamb to offer. So the number two thing I want to point out there is that whatever that God provides for you is a seed. And we saw that God provided Isaac and is asking for Isaac. God also provided for lamb to be offered instead of Isaac, and God is still asking for that lamb because it's a seed. So nothing you have that is permanent, everything you have is a seed. Somebody say amen. And then in verse 16 and verse 17, we saw there that in verse 16, when he offered that sacrifice, the Lord swore for himself. He said, in blessing, I will bless you. He said, and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the star of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Somebody say amen. Amen. Say amen. All right, so we see, and Bible tells us we are the seed of Abraham, so whatever you have is also a seed. There are some dimensions of giving that we just list, the time will not permit me to explain them. But number one dimension of giving that God requests from us, the number one dimension is tithe. We all know this. Tithe is the 10% of our income, and every income that comes into your hand, God expects you to remain the 10% because it is holy unto him. Never let anybody fool you. Tithe belongs to God. You see, don't let the world teach you the things of the kingdom. You are making mistakes. Stop listening to those who are out of the kingdom. Stop listening to them. They will mislead you. And don't let those who are anti-God tell you something about God, because they will mislead you. Tithe is always belong to God, and it will forever belong to God. Somebody say amen to that. Number two is offering. And there are different kinds of offering. We have worship offering, and that is one you bring to church whenever you are coming to service. That is kingdom advancement offering. Is the one maybe church has a project to execute, and then you give towards the advancement of the kingdom, and many more. Then number three is sacrificial giving. This is a gift. This is a gift you give to God, that when you give it, you feel it. You feel it. Just like what happens to Abraham. When you give it, you feel it, that yes, something. And there is this sacrificial giving is done intentionally. And I want to encourage you that you should do this. We are going to talk about that. And then number four is what I call seed faith. This seed faith, some of us are not practicing it, but some of us are practicing it, and it's working for us. You know, some of us, you know, we are here, we read testimony when a man of God told us to give towards the project in the church. And those who did it in obedience, we hear the testimony of financial blessings and divine intervention in their life. Praise the Lord. So giving is a channel for God to send his blessings to you. Seed faith is when you trust God for something. You are trusting God for something and it seems not coming. You plant seed. You sow seed towards that thing. Praise the Lord. You sow seed towards that thing. For example, if you are trusting God, this semester I want to have an A. Or I want to have straight A. Now, to help your faith and to sow how serious you are, what you need to do is to plant a seed towards that. So that when you are praying, see, giving is the seed that goes to the ground. Your prayer is the water that waters the seed on the ground. Praise the Lord. So if you have faith, you plant it. See, this is what we have done, and it works for us, and many others have done it. Number five is free will offering. This is offering that we give to our parents, spiritual parents, biological parents, to the poor, to the needy, and etc. Now, this dimension of giving, if we embrace it and we utilize it, is going to open us up to a new dimension of God's blessings. So, it's going to open us and open us to us a new dimension. If you have time, please, I will encourage you to read your Bible in the book of Haggai chapter 1. Read from verse 1 to 15, to 11. From verse 5 to 11. The Bible was talking, and it was saying, can we please just read few verse of that scripture? Haggai, thank you, God bless you. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord. See, when you are reading your Bible and you see, thus saith, saith is an old English word for says. And says means it's continuous. So if he said it, it's still happening now. So the current language we can use now is says, or God says. So God is still saying it now. Praise the Lord. And this word is different from when you say God said. But God says. So this thing is still applicable. Say, and God saith, may thou seest the Lord of hosts, consider your will. Ye have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you have not filled with drinks. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, earneth wages to put into the bag with the hole. He's talking about the problem of some Christian who collect salary. At the end of the day, they can't account for it anymore. They make profit. At the end of the day, they can't account for it. Hey, something is happening. Something is missing. Say, God is saying, I want to show you what is happening. Then continue. Let's read the following verse. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Say, think about your way of living. Think about your lifestyle. Think about it. Now, the next verse, say, go up to the mountain and bring wood. Can you see? He said, if this thing is happening to you, let me give you solutions. He said, go up to the mountain, bring wood, and build a house. He said, he's talking to them. He said, they go to the mountain, they bring wood, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord. In other words, God is telling them, build my house. Do something for me, and I will be pleasure. Say, when you give me something, I'm happy. God is speaking there. Every time you give me something, say, I'm happy. You look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blow it away. Say, why? Why did I do that? He said, says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is waste. And you run every man onto his own house. You know, you are taking care of your home, you are taking care of your family, but you don't take care of my own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is closed down. And the earth is also closed. Can you see why some people are in perpetual lack? Because they don't consider the kingdom. Now, in verse 11, it says, and I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountain, and upon the crown, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which grape bring forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labors of your hands. Say, God, deliver me. Say it again. Say, God, deliver me. God expects us to give. If we give, God blesses us. Let's look at benefit of giving. Benefit of giving. Benefit, and this giving I'm talking, we are going to, this benefit of giving is either the tithe, the offering, the sacrificial giving, seed faith, or free will offering. It's any of them. Number one, it averts curses. Every time you give, it averts curses. Brother and sister, curses are real. Curses are real, and there are many victims of curses in the world today. There are many victims. Some, they put themselves under a curse. Some, they inherited it. Some, they, by themselves, invoke it on themselves. Curse, I read, it's, as a matter of fact, in Malachi chapter 3, God said that I curse. You know, so God can curse. And some people also can bring themselves under a curse. So, but when we give, our giving terminates curses. And the example of that is a man called Noah. God destroyed the earth. And when God destroyed the earth, you know the story very well. But when we get to Genesis chapter 8, in verse 20 to 22, the Bible said that Noah offered a burnt offering unto God. And when he offered a burnt offering to God, the Bible said that the smell, God smelled it. That burnt offering, it must be precious, because this is what Noah did. Every animal, it takes at least one. Every animal. Can you imagine? You are eating fish. You are eating chicken. You are eating rabbit. You are eating crocodile. You are eating cockroach. All of that. Praise the Lord. I was just joking. So all of that, he gathered all of that, and he offered it as burnt offering. So where God was in heaven, he smelled. He said, this smells nice. It smells nice. And when he said, God, in his heart, he didn't even say it. I said, I will never curse the ground again. Why? Because something was offered unto him. So what he gave averts the curse. It does not matter how long poverty has been ravaging in your life or in your family. Brother, sister, you can terminate, you can break it, you can avert the curse by your giving. Do it and you will see the testimony. Give. Deliberate giving. Somebody say amen. Also, David, we saw David. David sinned, and when he sinned, God placed the whole Israelite. And we saw that story in 2 Samuel 24, from verse 24 to 25. And when David offered sacrifice unto God, God averred the curse. God averred the curse. I see somebody under any form of curse being liberated today in the name of Jesus. Number two, it provoked divine healing. It provoked divine healing. Let not deceive ourselves. You and I know that money cannot buy health. If money can buy health, those who have money will forever be healthy. They will not die. But money cannot buy health. However, when we give, our giving secure and ensure our health against satanic assault. If we give, we are being insured and secured against satanic assault. And we saw that in Psalm 43. 41 from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 41 from verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in a time of trouble, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the head, and thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Somebody say amen. the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. Can you see now? So even if sickness try to attack you, God will take it away. And before you know it, you are back on your feet because you are a giver. So when you give, you are ensuring yourself into God's covenant of sound health. Number three, giving provoke divine protection. It provoke divine protection. You see, God remembers our offering. He remembers what we give. And then when he remembers what we give, God himself stands to defend us. Even if an unbeliever give much, God defended him. Praise the Lord. God will find a way to save him. God will find a way to defend him. God will have a way to do it. And in Psalm 20 from verse 1 to 3, we saw that in Psalm 20 from verse 1 to 3, the Bible said, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Lord, the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Somebody say amen. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Say amen. Now look at verse 3. It says, remember all thy words. All thy words. Offerings. So offering, he put it in plural, meaning there are different kinds of offering. And accept thy burnt offering. So when we give much, God defend us. Every covenant practitioner has an impregnable wall of fire around him that the devil and his agent cannot break through. When you give, God knows a hedge of fire around about you. And we saw that in the life of Job. You know that. And lastly, number four, giving provoke fruitfulness. Fruitfulness in time of childbearing, fruitfulness in time of business, fruitfulness in time of career. Every time we give, we are more fruitful. And we see the example in the life of a man called Abraham and Sarah. In Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1 to 10, in their usual way, they are giving themselves to entertaining strangers. So on that particular day, they entertained the angel of God and they made them comfortable and they cooked for them. When this guy heard, they blessed them. The next year, they were carrying their children. I don't know what you are expecting from God. I declare that before this fast will be over, it's coming to you in the name of Jesus. Then the Sunamite woman also in 2 Kings chapter 4 from 8 to 17, 2 Kings chapter 4 from 8 to 17, we saw there that the Sunamite woman ministered to a man of God called Elijah. And when he ministered, she was blessed. She was blessed. You've heard it. Our papa also is a number three example. You know, when papa and mama, we were told that they have some little delay. But when they observe that there is something we need to do, they pray. There's something that we need to do. Then both of them agree and they sow a seed. They sacrifice. They held their hands together and they planted it. And the moment they do that, there was a shift in the spirit. The heavens open up and the prayer is answered. Somebody's prayers is answered via your giving in the name of Jesus. I say your prayer is answered in the name of Jesus. Don't let anybody, you know, I used to have a friend. Okay, I'm tempted to mention her name, but I won't mention her name. I used to have a friend. We attend the same school. We graduate together and I like her so much. She's a lady. Like her so much because the reason why I like her so much, probably because she, you know, I used to hit in a room, you understand? Praise the Lord. She used to cook for me. In fact, it got to a time she told me, "Evans, I don't bother to cook. What she has, she's okay." Praise the Lord. And I know every time I'm hungry and I cannot cook, so I will go there. I'll call for her. Say, "Let's do tutorial." you understand what I'm talking about now? Praise the Lord. No, we are not doing tutorial because of tutorial, but because of food. So, and then, you know, she's, you know, about 2 years older than me. And then, you know, after we graduate, I used to know the person she's dating, out of the country. And then, you look as if things is not working. You know, and of this end, I was like, I said, could hear me. You know, before you know it, this one will come. And one day, I called her. I said, "You see, you're going to do something." I said, "How much is your salary?" She told me. I said, "You see, I want to give you an advice of to do what my father in the Lord did. And I know that if you do that, it's going to work. I said, if you can avoid it, use your salary and use it as a seed. If you cannot get the hole, I must take something from me that you will feel it. You will feel it. And then go in prayers. If you can fast, do it. And plant it. Go and sow it as a seed. Say, because I see that there is a siege over you. Break it and say, Lord, this year I want to be liberated. I just want to get the man to marry. You know what? She did that. When she did that, she called me. When she wanted to sow the seed, she called me and said, Blinza, I've done 3 days fast. I said, okay, let me pray with you. And we do a little prayer, just a little prayer of faith. And she planted it, and we join her in prayer. To cut the long story short, in 4 months, after 4 months, she called me, said, Ebenezer, said, the guy, you know, God works in mysterious ways sometimes. I'm telling you, this is a guy who, they work together in the same office. They work together in the same place, he got an appointment. They work together in the same office. This guy was a chronic single and he never opened up. Praise the Lord. He was a chronic single and he never opened up. He told me that this girl by himself, he just say, yeah, do you know that I'm single? I need a wife. If you know anybody to marry. And I say, ah, do you know also that I'm single? So, come the long story short, both of them are husband and wife now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give. Don't let anything make you think that when you give, you are wasting your money. And don't say I'm a student or I have nothing. God will never leave you to a point whereby you, in your life, whereby you have nothing to give. If you sense any stagnation in your life, if you sense any delay in your life, break that thing through your giving. Break it through your giving. And I see God answering your prayer in the name of Jesus. Can you please rise to your feet this evening? Hallelujah. If you want to appreciate God, I will encourage you to please do it better. Can you open your mouth and bless God for answer our prayer? So open your mouth for the word of God that we hear. Open your mouth and bless Him, magnify Him, thank Him for all that God has done. Thank you for the word that come to you tonight. Bless His only name, magnify His only name. Father, you are worthy. We bless your name. We glorify your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray. I am going to say, Father. Say, Father. Make me the drawer of your word. Open your mouth and turn it to prayers. Open your mouth. You've heard the word on giving. Open your mouth and tell it to God. Father, make me the drawer of your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I will be the drawer of your word. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, Father, grant me a giving heart to be able to give to your kingdom. Can you turn into prayer in the name of Jesus? Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, that you grant me a giving heart. A giving heart. A giving heart to be able to give to the progress and the advancement of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, flush out every attitude of greediness. Flush out every attitude of greediness and stinginess in my heart and in my life. Open your mouth and turn into prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray that every attitude and every attitude of stinginess and greediness, let it be flushed out of our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let it be flushed out. Let it be flushed out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let it be flushed out in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, empower me financially for the advancement of your kingdom. Turn into prayer in the name of Jesus. I believe you are praying to God. God blesses us for the advancement of his kingdom. Pray, Lord, every money you give me will be to the advancement of your kingdom. Therefore, Lord, empower me financially, empower me in the name of Jesus. Empower me financially
in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And lastly, you are going to say, Father, say, Father, bless the work of my hand for your kingdom's sake. In the name of Jesus, turn into prayers. Bless the work of my hand for your kingdom's sake. In the name of the Lord Jesus, bless the work of my hands for your kingdom's sake. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Can we open up our mouths and pray? Father, bless every work of my hand in the name of Jesus. Increase me on every side. As a result of my involvement in your kingdom, increase me, O Lord. Bless every work of my hand in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. We are going to say, Father, tonight I receive the giving grace in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I receive the giving grace. I receive the giving grace in the name of Jesus. I will not, oh Lord, hold back, oh Lord, in the place of giving. I receive the giving grace in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray, open me up to the giving grace. Open me up to the giving grace. Open me up to the giving grace. Open me up to the giving grace in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I receive the giving grace. Open me up, oh Lord, to the giving grace in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, open me up to the giving grace in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. We are going to pray. Any power determined to waste me must be wasted in Jesus' name. You are going to say, Father, any power determined to waste me, be wasted in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Any power from the pit of hell that I've been assigned to waste my resources, to waste my destiny, to waste my life, I decree, be wasted in the name of Jesus. Father, let every power that I've been assigned to waste my destiny, let them be wasted. Let them be wasted. Let them be wasted. Every power assigned to waste my destiny, every power assigned to waste me, let them be wasted. Every power assigned against my family, let them be wasted. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray this one, and I want you to put more fire in your prayers. The enemy does not wish good for anyone. The plan of the enemy is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But we thank God because Jesus has come to give us life and life abundantly. So I want you to pray this with all your heart. You are going to say, Father, my harvest will not be wasted. My harvest will not be corrupted. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, my harvest will not be wasted. My harvest will not be corrupted. In the name of Jesus, the enemy will not waste my harvest. The enemy will not corrupt my harvest. In the name of Jesus, the enemy will not waste my harvest. The enemy will not corrupt my harvest. In the name of Jesus, my harvest will not be taken away by the enemy. My harvest will not be taken away by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We're going to pray that prayer again quickly. I read a story this afternoon of a young man, age 30 or 31, I can't remember very well, who would have become the first black man to go into space, programmed, channeled to be the first black man that will enter maybe moon, maybe I don't know, but space, yeah. And he died this last Sunday. Not this one, the upper one. By bike accident. Bike. Supposed to be an astronaut. program is already on the path, but it was cut short at its prime. When I read it, I have to go down on my knee immediately and started praying. You are going to pray and say, Father, my destiny will not be cut short. My life will not be wasted in the name of Jesus. Father, I will not be wasted. My finances will not be wasted. My resources will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh Lord, Father, today, my life will not be cut short. My harvest will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, my harvest will not be wasted. My harvest will not be corrupted. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. You are going to say, every power struggling to restructure my destiny, die by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every power planning, strategizing to restructure my destiny, to reorganize my destiny for evil, Father, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Die in the name of Jesus. I pray, Holy Father, every power struggling to restructure my destiny, they must die in the name of Jesus. They must die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. You are going to lift up your right hand. You are going to say, in the rest of the year 2019, my head rejects shame and poverty. You say, for the rest of this year 2019, my destiny rejects shame and poverty. My head rejects shame and poverty. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. For the rest of this year, I will not walk in shame. I will not walk in poverty. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, my head rejects shame. My head rejects shame. My head rejects poverty. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the rest of this year, my head rejects shame. My head rejects poverty. In the name of Jesus. My head rejects shame. My head rejects poverty. In the name of Jesus. I will not walk in lack. I will not walk in need. In the name of Jesus. I walk in abundance. I am well favored. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to pray. You are going to say, oh Lord, single me out for financial breakthrough. Single me out for financial blessing. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. Single me out for honor. Single me out for breakthrough. Single me out for financial blessing. Single me out, O Lord, as I key into covenant practice. As I give, O Lord, I will enjoy breakthrough financially. I will enjoy breakthrough financially. In the name of Jesus, the road will open for me financially. Every locked door to my financial breakthrough, they are open in the name of Jesus. Every closed door is broke open. I break them open in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray. I want to say, oh God, grant me extraordinary success via your mighty hand. In this season of your mighty hand, Father, grant me extraordinary success. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, remember now the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. Father, remember me by your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Remember me, O Lord. Grant me extraordinary success. Grant me extraordinary breakthrough. Grant me extraordinary multiplication. Extraordinary increase on every side is my portion in the name of Jesus. I am blessed beyond measure. I am blessed beyond measure. In the name of Jesus.
Please, if you don't have one, I can see that hand. I can see those hands. Ushers, please, can we do that very fast? God bless you. Right, I want you to present this expectation before the Lord and say, Father, let everything I've listed here be turned into testimonies. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Father, turn my expectation to manifestation. Turn my expectation to testimonies. Turn my expectation to testimonies. Father, make a way for me where there seems to be no way. Lift your voice and pray. You were here yesterday and you heard testimonies. It is now time for your own testimony. It is now time for you to testify. Lift your voice and pray. 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 It's worthy to be exalted. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be glorified. Can we thank him and appreciate him? Can we give him all the praise? Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. As you have said it before the Lord tonight, lifting your expectation before the Lord, praying fervently before the Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that the hand of the Lord will turn everything in your hands right now and those in your hearts right now. God will turn them to testimonies in the name of Jesus. I say God will turn them to testimonies in the name of Jesus. I say God will turn them to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Even between now and the end of these 12 days, every of your expectations will be answered by fire in the name of Jesus. You are returning back with testimonies. I say you are returning back with testimonies. Your own testimony and the testimony of your family shall be greater than the one we heard on Sunday. I say your own testimony and the testimony of your wife, your children, your father, your mother, your relatives, your testimony shall be greater than the ones we heard on Sunday. God will help you. God will assist you. God will decorate you. God will favor you. God will do something amazing in your life. It is done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we have.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.